This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Business spotlight that we do every once in a while. And pleased to welcome in Brian Benson, who joins us as we talk Texas Roadhouse. All right, big news is, as we were asking just a minute ago, are we open or not?
Not quite. Getting there.
Okay.
Should have been February 5th, right around there. We had to push a couple weeks, had some things come up, but it'll be here before we know it.
So are y'all doing the hiring process and all that kind of stuff right now and got folks coming in and out and needing jobs and all that?
Yeah, we sure are. We're about through with the hiring process.
Is that right?
Yeah, our target number was 256. We've got about 235 right now, so we're getting very close.
That's awesome. So we're looking again early February, and I guess people are wondering because they're asking, I guess the closest Texas Roadhouse we had before maybe it may be in Montgomery
or Columbus.
Yeah, Montgomery, depending on which way the wind blows that day, who's closer.
Right.
So those who haven't been, I guess let's talk about the restaurant a little bit, what to expect when they walk through the door.
Yeah, well, hopefully our culture piece takes everyone for a ride. We're very proud of who we are at Texas Roadhouse, from our hand-cut steaks to our fresh-baked bread and our made-from-scratch side. So environment first. Hope everyone has a good feel about everything, and then get in that seat and enjoy some great food.
So I got these notes that Elise sent, and I didn't know if Elise was coming this morning or not, which I was gonna tell her when she came. I was like, there's only been like a couple of people that I know with that name, one of which is a distant aunt of mine. That's a unique name. So, but I did not know this, and it says, is it true that every Texas Roadhouse has a butcher and a baker?
We do. Everybody but the candlestick maker.
The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. You've been waiting to use that joke.
I have. Funny story, though. One of our managers, what she likes to do for fun is make candles.
So you do have a candlestick maker.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Regardless of what people believe. So you talk about the hand-cut steaks. I mean, I guess everything is, when people hear Texas Roadhouse and they wonder, it's changed. But you guys are, everybody's going to be local. They're living here. They're working here. I mean, they're going to be providing for the community.
That's right. We're going to be serving the people that we live with, basically.
When I say that, community involvement, is you guys are also very tied in with the community. I mean, y'all do everything from fundraisers to partnering with people and that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. One of a very big partner of ours right now is the Carrie and Gary Foundation. It's Carrie Good from Alabama, Gary Godfrey from Auburn. Played basketball with Charles Barkley. They're part of the ALS Foundation, and we partner with them for our friends and family event that will be on February 16th and 17th. All the food will be free for those that attend it, that are invited, rather. But all the alcohol proceeds will go to that foundation. So
that's awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah, I love when people come in and they get involved and that kind of thing, just because, that just shows that you want the community itself to thrive, not just the restaurant itself to thrive.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that say, that talk about community and whatnot, and we kind of put our money where our mouth is, and we actually get involved, and we like to see how much we donate to the community and what we do and our involvement. We like to let everyone know about it, too.
Brian Benson joins me as we're talking Texas Roadhouse. As you heard him earlier, we're shooting for an open date in early February. They're almost there. Also, about where they need to be as far as hiring is concerned, but we'll talk a little bit more about that as well when we come back. Got to take a quick break. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk WKNI.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News Talk WKNI.
Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Brian Benson joins me as we are talking Texas Roadhouse. And you said earlier, you mentioned made from scratch sides. So what sides are we talking about?
Green beans, corn, mashed potatoes, which are very popular. You can load them, butter, sour cream, cheddar, bacon bits. That's probably one of my favorites. The green beans are great. It's a little sweet and savory. Mm-hmm. It's a very popular item as well. Loaded sweet potatoes,
mm-hmm.
got a little caramel sauce or caramel, if you will, and we toast some marshmallows on top.
So nice.
Like having
like grandma used to make with the marshmallows on top.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
My kids, when we do, because only that's what's funny. It's great that you serve those because my kids will love it because they get mad at us because the only time we do like the sweet potato souffle at the house is either Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Right.
And they always, we do like half with marshmallows and half without. Uh-huh. So that way the people that come over that don't want the marshmallow, they get so upset that we don't do the whole thing in marshmallows. Oh, so that way, so that way they can have. Yeah, they want more. They want more of the sweetness than they do the sweet potato. So I totally get it. Is there a bar area?
There is a bar area. Yeah,
okay.
Got a nice little horseshoe bar. Sits about 13, 14 guests. So mm-hmm. it's very nice.
So you can come and you know if you're wanting to. I'm big on. I mean, going having a drink, just having a meal, not necessarily going with a big group of people. So, you know, come belly up to the bar, have a meal there as well.
That's right. That's my style as well. I got, you got your server right there.
Yeah.
They're not going too far.
No. No, and they keep an eye on you. Not that the rest of the servers don't, but when another server has multiple, like especially like you talked about, a horseshoe bar, there's really nowhere they can run.
Nope.
So they're stuck right there with you. So I get it. But that's, we've always, and that's when the wife and I have date night. We never worry about everybody. Do you get reservations? I was like, if they got a bar, we're not doing reservations.
I agree.
We're just going to sit there and have dinner there, and it makes it a lot easier because, like you just said, everything's right in front of you. I got the whole thing. So, it says on here what at least I guess I don't know why she put this question on here, but I guess it's something. Who owns Texas Roadhouse?
So we are a publicly traded company.
Okay,
but each managing partner for an initial investment owns 10%.
Okay.
So
the people own it.
The people, that's right. All for the people.
That's the easiest way
and
to say
Texas
it.
Texas Roadhouse people, that's right.
We were talking about the location. It's going to be on, I guess some people refer to it as Caps Landing. It's on the other side of the interstate, Tigertown. I told you, I call it the fastest growing area in Lee County right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be one of the more popular places. So I'm assuming the higher ups at Texas Roadhouse probably thought, hey, this is a place we need to be just because of its growth and what it's doing. So you guys excited to move over there with all your neighbors?
Yeah, absolutely. All the neighbors. No doubt. Yeah, you know, when you look around that area, that place is going to be developed in 5 years, mm-hmm. just like you're saying.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, there's other things that are coming, and we had announced it too, because apparently Brian's a golfer. They got the golf places coming that we had that we made the announcement not too long ago with the hitting bays and all that kind of stuff. So I guess I didn't realize this because when you take kids with you, you're not really paying attention to the surroundings. You're making sure your kids are behaving and not doing things they shouldn't be doing. It says the murals at the Roadhouse. Have you guys already designed what's going up? Are they up yet?
Yeah. So we just got them in.
Okay.
Our contracting team or the contractors will be putting it up here in the next week or so. So we've got 4, 5, 6, 7. So right in the front, we'll have a mural in our corral, which is kind of like our waiting area. We'll have a tribute to the Auburn High and the Opelika High. It's a great design. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have some of their swag like helmets and jerseys that will be surrounding it. And then in the far corner, which is what we call our showpiece or far back wall, rather, what we call our showpiece mural. That will have a mural of, it'll be half of Toomer's Corner
mm-hmm.
and half of old downtown Opelika, which is very sweet. And then we've got four around the bar. One of them will be hole number 15, I believe it is, at Robert Trent Jones Grand National.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have one with Andy, who our mascot is. He'll be on a wakeboard, which will be a tribute to probably Lake Martin.
Okay.
And then we'll have one of Andy. He'll be tailgating with just a generic tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah, 15 is the signature hole out there, the That's island right. green. And those that that play golf in it, you see the clubhouse from the tee box. And that's usually where, when out-of-towners come, that's usually where the photo ops take place is on the tee box of that green as well because it overlooks the water. So I can only imagine how beautiful that's going to be. We're going to get to our last break of the hour as we're talking with Brian Benson, and we'll talk more about Texas Roadhouse. Again, it's going to be opening on the 19th?
The 19th.
The 19th. So you guys get prepared for that. He gave me the date during the break a while ago. I said, can we say that? So I know you guys are ready now because we're getting you hungry. We're talking about hand-cut steaks. We're talking about, you know, sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows, which if my kids are listening all the way to school, they're sitting there going, finally, a place that's going to serve me sweet potatoes with marshmallows. And so you guys can get ready for all of that to take place on the 19th. But we'll talk about more of what they have to offer at Texas Roadhouse here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News Talk WANI.
News Talk WANI. Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Brian Benson joins me as we're talking Texas Roadhouse. Going to be opening February 19th. All right, so we keep talking about kids, and that's one of the questions that at least one may ask. Any kind of deals? You got a kids menu? They got early dining hours? Anything of that? Any sort of special stuff we need to know about Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah, we'll have kids deals for sure, and then we'll have an early dine Monday through Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5. Mm-hmm. Well, there'll be a nice little discount and some great menu items, so that's a good time to come and join us. Other than that, we'll getting back into the community. We'll hand out a bunch of kids coupons. We'll get with the school.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah,
it's the ones that they come home and they're like, "Look, Dad, look what I got." And of course, it gives you an excuse just to leave the house and go out to eat that night. Uh-huh. I mean, that's how long have you been in the restaurant business?
About 14 years.
14 years.
Mm-hmm.
How refreshing is it now that it's gotten back before it coming out of that COVID year?
Oh man.
I mean, it's
I forget COVID.
Every restaurant person I talk to, I'm like, how bad was it, man? I mean, it just, and the ones that, you know, that thrived and that tried to do as much as they could as far as delivery was concerned, curbside, pickup, all that. And some people still do that. I mean, some people still want to do it, but it's got to be refreshing that people grace the doors of a building now.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we were closed and we were just doing curbside and all that, I mean, it was great. I mean, we had to do what we had to do to survive, right? But once we opened the doors and people started coming back in the building, mm-hmm. there was no better feeling than that. Mm. Guests actually in our seats. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I will say even it affected us from a radio business. I tell people, I said that, you know, we're a live show. So, I mean, people coming in here, and it's funny because we had some that were like, no, I still would like to come in. If you're comfortable, I got to get out of the house. I can't, you know, I've stared at my dog long enough. I got to get out. And so, but most of the interviews, they were all phone interviews, and which is fine. It's sure. But it's convenient. I mean, I told you, I'm probably going to look at buzzing you, you know, the week of and see if we can pump this up again and tell people that, hey, the doors are opening this night. So make sure you get out there. Speaking of which, hours of operation. You guys, dinner only, what is it?
So Monday through Thursday, we'll be open from 3 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. On Friday, we'll be open from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, so on the weekends, it is lunch and dinner.
Yep. For Saturday and Sunday, we'll be open at 11.
Is there a different menu for lunch at all or no?
Mm-mm.
No, same thing.
Yep.
I love it. And so hand-cut steaks, all kinds of sides. We got any desserts on the menu?
Oh, yeah. We got apple pie. I got a cheesecake. Come on now. We got brownie.
Listen, my kids and my wife, all of them, rail thin. They always have to have dessert.
Uh-huh.
And I told somebody, I said, I literally, you know, married my great grandmother that was reincarnated. I said, because even at the house, there's always a dessert on the counter. Like when you used to go into grandma's house and they're all. So, yeah, there's a reason. Everybody always talks about when they go to college, the freshman 15. No, it's marriage, man.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
I know. All those cakes. I told her, I said, yeah, get me all fattened up. So that way I'm, you know, staying at home and not going anywhere. I get it. I understand. So, again, this is going to be located the Caps Landing area on the just across the interstate in Tigertown. It is the Texas Roadhouse. Brian with me is, what's your official title and role there?
Managing partner, owner, operator.
I love it. Yeah. So, see, that's what we're talking about. Who owns it? The people own it right here. Right. So when you walk in there and you're like, I just wonder who owns this place. He's sitting right there in front of you. That guy does. Yeah. So, you guys get ready to be a part of it. It is going to be on the 19th of February. Again, going to be open for dinner during the week and going to be lunch and dinner on the weekend. So excited about that. Take the kids. They're going to be involved with the community. I'm excited that you're decorating with all the local stuff, too, the local murals. That's a very cool thing, and it will always be a special thing as well. Don't forget to go do like the rest of us do, which is go to the bar, get your food there, maybe grab a beer. I'm sure they'll appreciate that as well. Brian, man, I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. That'll do it for me. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Pack day on Thursday. You know we got to talk to University Ace, plus the big screen movie reviews with Kevin, the movie guy, Flanagan. That's all tomorrow.